Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
It did not take long for Boston Mayor Michelle Wu to get to work on one of her key campaign promises.
Yesterday, during my first full day as mayor, I filed an appropriation order with the Boston City Council to allocate $8 million in federal funding to expand our Fare Free Bus program.
That appropriation would fund free fares for 2 years on three bus lines, the 23, the 28, and the 29. They serve parts of Roxbury, Dorchester, Mattapan, and Jamaica Plain, all places Wu says have been disproportionately affected by the pandemic.
More than 59% of riders on these three bus lines are low income. More than 96% of these bus lines commuters are people of color. So by taking this action, we truly will connect our communities and supercharge our recovery.
We have been having policy discussions about free tea literally for years now on this show, since Wu first floated the idea in 2019. Today, we want to talk about how free bus fare would affect real lives and delve into the question of how that impact compares with the cost. And we invite you to join this conversation. Do you ride one of those buses, the 23, the 28, the 29? What would free fares mean for you? Would you start riding one of those buses if it were free, if you don't now? Or maybe a bus in your city or town if they did the same thing? I'm thinking Lawrence, for example, has had a pilot for a while now. Wu needs $8 million for the initiative. Are you okay with that spending? Share your thoughts. 800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK, or you can tweet us at Radio Boston. We're going to start this discussion with Mella Bush-Miles, Director of Transit-Oriented Development and the T-Riders Union at Alternatives for Environment and Community. Mella, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. Good afternoon.
So, Mella, I just want to start by getting your reactions to Mayor Wu's announcement.
I'm excited.
Why?
We've been discussing fare-free transit for a number of years in forums that were conducted around sustainability, and like at the Boston Green Fest, for example, we did Transportation Tomorrow Today, and that was one of our subject matters. And we thought about how can you do that, and how would it work, and how would you fund it, and everything to do with that. And that's been over 4 or 5 years now that we were talking about that.
Mella, do you ride any of those bus lines regularly?
I ride all buses all over the system, but I lived in Four Corners and worked in Four Corners for 8 years, and I took that bus to work every day, the 23 bus that she just announced, and I also used 28 bus to get to places, go shopping and visit people and things like that.
Just ballpark, what would it mean for you to have those buses be free? What difference does it make daily for you?
First of all, speeding up the ride. If all doors open and everyone gets on, the bus moves faster. That improves air quality in our communities because the dwell time to get on, enter cash in, there's not a lot of access to trolley cards in the communities that those buses serve. And because of that, you know, we'll be able to move faster. There was a study done by Livable Streets Alliance that said that African-American people spend 64 more hours per year on buses than white folks do. And that's an amazing number. 64 hours, you get more time into your life, and you can do a lot with more time. And also folks who have been, prosecuted and cited for fare evasion, you don't have to worry about that. You know, it's one less worry, and that is really amazing. And so there's less squabbles with the bus drivers about paying fares and things like that. It takes a lot of pressure and stress off of the riders. So when you get on there, hopefully it'll be even calmer on the bus because people are not having to worry about such a thing.
I'm going to play a little sound for you, Mella. WBUR's Daryl C. Murphy spoke to a rider today named Rodney Gerald, who's been using the free 28 bus pilot. Here he is.
Yeah, it has been helpful for a lot of people around here because a lot of times you don't have enough change to get on a bus, you know. And the job is, you know, working is hard right now, you know. So it's helping a lot of people out in the city, you know. And they run quick, too, you know. So, yeah, it's amazing. About time they try to do something for us.
What have you heard from riders who have participated in the 28 bus pilot? Do you think it's been successful? Is this model one that's going to work in expansion to the 23 and the 29?
Yes, I believe it's going to work. People are really happy that they don't have to try and dig for change. You know, like I said, there's not a lot of access to, like, Charlie cards, so the fares on, so the tap-and-go idea doesn't always work in our community. And so people don't have to worry about that. And like I said, it reduces stress. People in the pandemic, you know, a lot of people lost their jobs or they had to go to work throughout the entire pandemic. They never stopped. They didn't work from home. And because of that, you know, they really feel that the free bus pilot has been a godsend because a lot of people are going to look for jobs now and they need, you know, they need to be able to get around. And because of less money in their pockets, this is one last thing to have to concern yourself with.
1-800-423-8255. Are you in favor of free bus in your city or town? Recognizing that the model here is that the city or town, in this case Boston, pays for those fares. So the city spends the money to pay for the fares on the free bus line. Would you like that in your community? 800-423-8255. Mela, please stay with us. I'm going to bring in an additional voice here. Brian Kane is the executive director of the MBTA Advisory Board. Brian, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thanks, Tiziana. Thanks for having me.
So I want to just start. I'm going to ask you the same question that was the first one I asked Mela. What is your reaction to Mayor Wu's announcement about, you know, three free bus lines, her intention to do that?
I think Michelle Wu has the opportunity to be the most important politician for the MBTA since Mike Dukakis. You can tell by what she's done in just her first 2.5 days that she cares about the T and she cares about its future. And this is the sort of leadership that we need right now. Now, this with the free bus pilot, there are some concerns about sustainability in the long term, but I do give her a lot of credit for putting Boston's money where her mandate is and funding this with federal dollars.
So I want to underscore that. Funding it with federal dollars, essentially COVID relief dollars. This is a 2-year pilot. You've talked about your worry about sustainability. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Sure. So Boston this year in fiscal 22 will pay the MBTA $94 million in assessments. The mayor is on top
so
of
wait,
that.
So wait, just explain what an assessment is, please.
Oh, sure. So each city and town that receives MBTA service, there's 176 of them, pay the MBTA an assessment based on population. Boston, having the largest population in Massachusetts, pays the most at $94 million. And on top of that, the mayor is committing an additional $8 million. I think a good way to think of this $8 million is as if Boston is paying the fares for everyone that gets on the 28, the 23, and the 29 now.
So you're concerned that at the end of that 2 years, which is funded with federal money, what?
Yeah, so the T's budget is only balanced this year because of $665 million in one-time funds. What's going to happen in 2023, according to the Mass Taxpayers Foundation, is they're going to need about $1.25 billion every year for their capital and operating needs. My concern is that once these federal funds go away and the T's financial pressures get as great as we have seen them in the past, if not greater, there's going to be a lot of pressure to bring fares back to routes like this or cut services in order to make the T's budget whole. And if that's the case, we really haven't helped anybody in the long term.
So we are talking to Brian Kane, who is executive director of the MBTA Advisory Board, and Mela Bush Miles, director of transit-oriented development and the T-Riders Union at Alternatives for Environment and Community. And we're talking about Boston Mayor Michelle Wu's move to make three bus lines free in Boston for 2 years. So, Mela, I'm going to turn back to you now. What's interesting about – part of what's interesting about having you and Brian here is we're talking about this is how it affects my life, and then this is the policy and the money. And both things are real. Brian has raised a red flag about what happens at the end of those 2 years. What would happen if people had adjusted their lives to a free bus for 2 years, and then suddenly it's not free anymore?
Well, that was one of the questions that came up with the Lawrence pilot is, okay, what happens at the end of the 2 years? It goes away. Do you go back to what you were doing before? Well, we work with the MB. We work on issues around fair equity and issues for, you know, with the MBTA, and how do we get to a place where we have an equitable, fair structure and an MBTA that works for all. And one of the things that concerns us is right now the MBTA has over a $1 billion fair transformation project that they're doing to collect fares. There is a cost associated with collecting fares. You have to maintain the fare boxes, maintain the fare gates. You have to pay the security to count the money. And you go on and on and on, and there are costs connected to fares, just getting the fare. And then not a lot of that is actually going to actually pay, you know, help the T to continue to operate. It goes to debt. It goes to a lot of other things. So our belief has always been, if you remove that issue of the fares and all of the costs associated with the fares, you could actually operate a fare-free system and, you know, and just count how many people get on and track all of these other things. So there's a way to do it, and that's what we need to sit down and really work out how to do it. And that $1.2 billion for a new fare system, that's a lot of money that's going in a direction that we don't see as sustainable either.
So the reporting
could have. There were other ways to fix that without putting in a whole new fare system, fare collection system.
So just for the listeners, the reporting that we have is it's a little more than $900 million for that new fare system. So, Brian, I'm going to turn back to you, and then I'll take a call. This is something that candidate Wu, before she was Mayor Wu, really did emphasize, that speeding things up and reducing the cost of collecting fares would be enough savings to help offset with, you know, as a member of the MBTA Advisory Board. What's your response to that?
Well, I've been paying attention to T finances for a long time. I worked in the budget department at the T for a while. You know, revenue from fares is about $680 million a year pre-COVID. And, you know, this fare collection system costs $900 million. I think the math speaks for itself there in terms of how much it costs to collect fares. I think the more important thing that Mela said, which I completely agree with, is that we need to have a rethink about the way the MBTA is funded in Massachusetts. Now, the fact, I believe that fares are just too high right now, but I also believe that the MBTA is just following through on a mandate that they received from the legislature in 2015 to increase own source revenue. So they've done what they were told to do, and now we need to go back and rethink how they're completely structured financially. Without that, Ms. Bush is absolutely right. We're going to keep having to pay this enormous debt. We're going to keep having to pay for these enormous legacy costs, and we are going to be in big trouble starting in 2023.
All right, I'm going to pick up one call. We've got Evelyn on the line in Milton. Evelyn, briefly, go ahead.
Yes, I just was concerned about how the fares were going to be paid for. I mean, I worked in Boston. I rode the bus, the train for 30 years, and I always had to pay. Even time that it was tough paying. So typically these kind of freebies get passed along to the paying customers, and that seems unfair. I'm just wondering about down the road, that's what's going to happen in my view.
Mela, I'd like to give you a chance to respond to Evelyn's concern there.
So everyone pays for the T already. We all pay for it through our taxes, through sales taxes. When Governor Patrick was in office, who just was on the call on the radio with us previously, he actually raised the sales tax from 5% to 6.25%. And part of that went to the MBTA to pay for that. You know, and there's a number of other ways that we're all paying for the MBTA already. So it's not just fares. And if it was only fares, that's an unsustainable way, because the people who pay the most fares are the people who are benefiting from this free fare pilot. They paid higher fares in the past to ride. And so that's not a sustainable way to run an MBTA. So not to worry about that, because you're already paying for it. We pay for it with our taxes and a number of other allocated funding streams for the MBTA that come out of our pockets already, out of everyone's pockets. It's part of public transportation, which is a public good.
And Brian, came back to you for just a moment. Is there a path with political will in place? Is there a path where cities and towns could make their buses free in a sustainable way, briefly?
There is a path. It will require a lot of hard work, a lot of collaboration, and more money from the state. Yes, it can be done if we choose to do it.
And what would we likely give up?
Money. This is going to be expensive. There is no such thing as a free ride. And eventually, in this game of musical chairs, the music will stop, the federal money will run out, and someone's going to have to pay the bill. And that will be the taxpayers. The question is just, how much will it be and in what form?
Well, I have appreciated both of you in this conversation. Brian Kane, Executive Director of the MBTA Advisory Board, thank you.
Thank you, Tiziana.
And Mella Bush-Miles, Director of Transit-Oriented Development and the T-Riders Union at Alternatives for Environment and Community. Mella, always great to have you. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day. Be well.